Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy, Jerusalem, Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people and bringing you the latest on what is happening in the land of Israel and parts of the Middle East during these difficult times of war. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM, thank you for joining me.
I'm glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners the latest on Israel?
Certainly. Israel just celebrated its 77th birthday since the rebirth of the Jewish state in 1948. The ceremonies, however, were canceled due to the massive forest fires I reported last week. The fires burned up lots of forest and open land. Activists found carcasses of many different wild animals and birds, nests of honey buzzards, destroying loss of biodiversity. In the midst of all that, there was no loss of human life. Thank God.
Well, that is good news.
Yes, it is, Stephen. Unfortunately, not so good news. A missile was launched from Yemeni Houthis, sending at least 2 million Israelis to bomb shelters once again. After traveling over 2,000 kilometers, the missile landed approximately 350 meters from the Ben-Gurion Airport terminal. It's a miracle it did not hit the tarmac, airplanes, or the airport itself. Israel responded in a targeted manner using precautionary strategic strikes in Yemen, where Houthi terrorists use civilian infrastructure for terror activity, such as transferring weapons and operatives.
Wow, that must have been scary.
Yes, especially for those in the airport. The sirens went off and they heard the explosion so very close. And that was not the last of missiles launched from Yemen. Another one a day or so later was intercepted, hitting the roof of a kindergarten in the southwestern part of the Jezreel Valley. Thankfully, no one was in the building. Yet again, another Yemeni missile was launched and exploded outside of Israel. And if that wasn't enough, Israeli police bomb squad officers neutralized an explosive device wrapped in an Israeli flag on a highway. So grateful a major disaster was averted.
Wow, it seems there's so much to be grateful for. Is there anything happening in the north?
Well, as a matter of fact, the Druze community in southern Syria have been targeted by extremists. Israel evacuated 10 wounded Druze to Israeli hospitals. An Israeli helicopter also landed in southern Syria to deliver food, medical aid, and military supplies to those in need. The IDF added troops positioned in southern Syria to remain at peak readiness for defense and various scenarios against the Druze villages and stop further bloodshed, and subsequently have established an IDF facility in Syria to treat wounded Druze. Now, in the Gaza area, the IDF is continuing its operations until it achieves all of its goals, most particularly returning the living and deceased hostages. Terrorist activity in Gaza continues to pose a threat to the state of Israel and its citizens. Several Hamas terrorists recently surrendered to the IDF. Among them was a terrorist who participated in the October 7th massacre and was responsible for holding Israeli hostages.
Well, that is good news. How long have the hostages been in Gaza?
Over 580 days. It's disheartening. The last thing I will share, heartbreaking as well. Two soldiers lost their lives in Gaza a few days ago as a result of a booby-trapped tunnel shaft that exploded over them. As well, several soldiers, including a canine dog, were injured in this incident and a separate incident as well while fighting for the state of Israel. An entire nation mourns together when a life is lost in defense of their nation. And these are just some of the news happening in Israel this week.
Well, it sounds like we need to pray. How would you suggest our listeners pray?
I am grateful for our listeners willing to pray for Israel and the Jewish people. It has been a very difficult few weeks for sure. Along with offering thanks for God's protection over the people and the nation, I would recommend praying for strategy, wisdom, and unity for Prime Minister Netanyahu and his war cabinet to defeat the enemies of Israel near and far, physical and mental strength for the soldiers, protection over innocent citizens in Gaza as they continue to raise their voice against Hamas to surrender along with its weapons, the return of all hostages, living or deceased, and protection over the Druze communities in Syria. Finally, always pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and remember the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel, according to Deuteronomy 11:12. His eyes are on Israel. May our eyes be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, I say shalom, peace be with you, until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.